What do you think?
You've brought me to a college square, in the dark, and it's raining. Is this the famous Oxford charm I've heard of?
University quad? Special privileges. No townies allowed.
I do live here, you know. I have seen inside the university. I've been to a lecture, in fact.
St. Margaret's, I'd warrant.
It's a college.
Lady college.
Women graduate now, you know.
Lady degrees. Come on, Rog!
Aggie, come on. I've got work tomorrow.
Well, if you need to be back for your cocoa, Rog!
Wait up! I think his leg's fallen off.
Oh, do we have to keep that scarecrow around? Agnes, remember Mr. Husband said he might be willing to offer you some typing work?
So what are you going to show me anyway? I'm not staying to see the insides of your dorm.
Oh no, it'll be special. But head back if you want to. If I had Mr. Headsbeard waiting for me, I don't know what I'd do.
Mr. Husband, actually. And he is a senior administrator at the Sanitation Commission. Come on, Agnes.
This way, everyone.
Do you think she was angry? She didn't seem very happy.
She was angry at me, Roger. I shouldn't have done this.
So I was all right to offer. To walk her back. I wasn't too forward.
It was charming. I'm sure she would have thought it was charming. But Lydia and I live in Cowley. And carrying a stolen scarecrow back on the bus might attract some attention.
Dash it. I hadn't thought of that.
Come on, you milksops. We're here.
Is he always like this? Where's here?
I don't know. The only thing this way is the master's study and... Oh, Lord. Thomas, we can't.
Roger, where's your sense of tradition?
What is it? What can't we do?
Everyone says that the master has his own wine cellar. It's the tradition to play practical jokes on the day of the fair.
I've been well informed that there are some fine vintages.
We'll get sent down.
Well, Miss Whittles, are you still game?
Hardly matters. It'll be locked anyway.
We are in so much trouble.
As Father always says, morality is a question of not getting caught. Now, Bleaky, be a dear and put Mr. Muggles down over there.
He positively looks as if he's at home now.
We could put one of those mortar boards on him.
Why not put some music on? Make a night of it. There's a gramophone over there.
No, Agnes, you can't.
Not very dancey, is it?
Listen to us all. The miscalculation of the 1912 period led directly to the carnage of the 1914 conflict, which leads us to understand...
Smedley had walked in.
What was that?
A recording, maybe some lecture. Speaks on history and politics, does the master. Probably composing some guff on the Great War now the dust has settled. Funny old chap. Thought to be fond of the old source. That's why we call him Shuffling Smedley, on account of his walk, you see. My guess is it's behind one of these books.
My mother called it the Daily Recuperative. Kept it in the larder.
Well, there you go. Life is full of decisions for the professional drinker. Aha! Here we are.
What was that?
This? Vintage scotch. The good stuff, I'd warrant.
I think I've unblocked the sink with something that colour. A bit drafty in here, isn't it?
It's the bookcase. It moved. When Thomas pulled the bottle.
Oh, gosh, that is... rare. Sorry, what did you say?
Look, there's a gap. It just opened. It's like one of those stories or something.
Fascinating. Now, on a more serious subject, where are the glasses? Roger, what are you doing? Stop climbing the bookcase!
Ow.
is wrong with you? The portal will be up like a dog with his tail on fire.
I was just thinking.
Well, that's where you went wrong. Now let's scarp up. We can take the bottle and... Why are you tidying up the book?
Wait, I think Roger's right. Look.
Roger is never right. The sooner we establish that rule, everyone is happy.
There's a metal groove in the floor. Here.
Why is that important? What are you two doing now? This isn't a...
Oh. It's a stairwell. Behind the wall.
That, my dear, is a wine cellar. And we have hit the jackpot.
Sir, is that you in there?
Bestwick.
The master.
No, the porter. What do we do now?
Only one way to go, then. Ladies first. It's jolly dark, isn't it?
Won't Bestwick notice the room?
Our cellar's usually this far down. Do you think it is a passageway, like, to another college? Or some kind of secret meeting room?
You read too much.
Like in the 39 steps. There was that entrance, went to the hidden lock, and...
Are there many locks in Oxford?
Wait, there's a light ahead. Why would there be a light? Shh! There's someone in the study.
It's the noise, you see. And you said to wake you if there was any disturbance.
Yeah. They've certainly been in here, haven't they? It's all right. I'll take it from here.
What do we do? He'll see the door is out of place.
Let's hope you're right about that secret passage.
Is it much further?
It levels out down here and...
What is that? Is that normal? I mean, underneath the college.
Oh, it's nothing. A bit grand, maybe. It's just one of those old-fashioned lecture theatres. People used to stand for lectures in stalls, see?
And the table?
Well, for demonstrations, of course.
And the restraints?
Look, I don't think we need to get ourselves wound up about the details.
Of the hidden underground chamber.
Move up. Let me see. Oh, golly, this is something, isn't it?
Yes, yes, we've already discussed this. Can we get on?
It's like an old temple, isn't it? Like something the college is built over.
Looks like someone that do sacrifices.
It's probably just a spare room for the research student, maybe.
Oh, yes, medical, probably. The bone saw up there. I've seen it displayed in the labs. You wouldn't see that for a sacrifice. It takes ages.
Yes. Thank you, Roger. That was a great help.
We need to go back. We could explain the...
You might not be too concerned with Roger and my academic careers, but are you familiar with the legal notion of trespass? Something got the wind up you.
Roger squeezed my arm really hard.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Great. Sounds like they're following. Any thoughts?
Yes, maybe we should get on. There's a door over there. Maybe we can go.
Quick, this way.
Funny old names on these doors, aren't they? Wen? Pasteur?
Well, you know why that is.
Is it a conspiracy?
No, it's Merton College. They have all kinds of funny foreign sorts there. There must be some old link between the colleges. Probably a priest hole. Come to think of it, it all seems a bit popey, doesn't it?
It's not Merton. Merton looks different. It's sandstone. These passages are all red bricks and columns.
Been to Merton, have we? Tea on the terrace, drinks with the fellows.
No, but I know what it looks like.
I think I know a little more about the university.
You students really do think you own the place, don't you? You don't think we see the buildings too? Just because you put on silly hats and parade about a place in dresses.
Oh, well, that's topper, isn't it?
I think I can hear two people.
Through here. Well, this isn't getting any better.
What is this?
It's sort of a giant storeroom, isn't it? Maybe collection stuff kept back for research. Statues and stuffed animals and that. Quite a few skeletons, aren't there? What's that over there?
Looks like a sort of a man with a giant beetle's head sewn on.
Yes, that kind of stuff. Oh, maybe we could hide behind that cabinet.
It's like a treasure chest, isn't it?
Really? I think Mother might have warned me about women like you.
I mean, I think there's an order to it. Like it's a display. What do you call it? Natural selection? Different types of person and creatures at different times, but all jumbled up and covered in dust. Just imagine if this was open to the public.
Yes, I can see the Women's Institute queuing round the block.
Over here.
Maybe if I talk to them.
Over here! Gosh, you couldn't find.
You could have told me you were hiding.
Oh. What's happening? I can't see.
Don't know. I can't see past her hair.
It's the rain. It gets fizzy.
Shh.
You shh.
What's in these jars anyway? Oh, dear Lord.
Shh.
They've got brains in here. In jars. Why have they got brains?
I don't know. I thought you read natural sciences.
I read it. I don't do the mucky stuff.
Gosh, you two are useless. I thought they'd clocked us for sure. If they've gone past, we head back to the college.
Shh!
We're not back to this.
Something over there.
Over where?
Where the thing with the head is.
You know, I come to think of it, I don't think this is mud.
Don't you start. I'm sure it's... Look, there's a staircase behind us. Should we go quickly up there? Hurry up, you two. It can't be much further.
Wait! I can't run in this. I saw a window. Back there, anyway. We're above ground. Must be going up a tower or something, but nothing I saw up there looked like the city.
It's probably Christchurch Meadows. You said it was Tom Tower.
I said it was a tower. I don't recall Christchurch having large rocks and a mountain view.
Oh, tosh. Look, it's dark. Your heels are making a dreadful racket anyway.
I'm not wearing any heels. I took them off in the master's study. Oh, no.
What is it?
Oh, nothing. Just they were Lydia's. She's going to kill me.
What's wrong?
We're up a tower in another part of the country, and I've lost my shoes.
I don't understand why you were wearing someone else's.
Chaps, can I just ask if anyone else can hear typewriters?
That clicking noise. It's not a typewriter.
Oh, good. I thought it was odd to hear typewriters coming up the stairs.
Dear Lord, come on quickly, there's a door further up.
No luck?
No. No. Well, let's not wait around. I'm sure there'll be other doors.
Agnes, I don't want to sound negative, but don't people who run up towers normally get tossed off them? You know, in the stories.
Yes, that is usually how things are done. Might be better than facing Lydia in the morning, though.
I found a door here, but the stupid thing won't open.
Have you tried moving the ring sideways?
Of course I've tried moving it. Well, it didn't do that last time.
Oh, wait. What if it's a trap?
We're not in a ghost story. This isn't Wuthering Heights. Come on!
Wuthering Heights isn't... Don't you read anything?
Well, this is a turn for the... You know.
Books. There must be hundreds of them.
It's a library.
First class for observations. Now let's shift that chair against that door.
Wait a moment.
What is it now?
There's somebody here.
Where?
There, in the chair.
Well, don't go towards it. He looks like a dashed pantomime villain.
I'm just going to...
Dear God!
I've knocked off his head.
You've knocked off his head? How did you...
I don't know. I didn't touch him.
Oh, oh dear, sorry about that. Just our little joke. Thought we'd bring up the scarecrow you'd left to brighten the place up a bit, what?
Oh yes, Mr. Muggles, of course.
Dr. Chipley, I'm here on behalf of the Master. He wanted me to deal with you until he arrived.
You're not going to tie us up, are you?
Well, gosh, we normally start with drinks around here. A joke. Came here the long way, did you? Must be parched. A lime cordial would be just the tonic, yes? Yes? Good. Sit yourselves down, make yourselves at home. I put on the fire earlier, as soon as I heard you were coming.
You're not going to tie us up.
Well, I don't know what they do in these situations.
It seems all a bit odd. What happened to the clicking?
Well, of course it's odd. It's academia. You don't become a professor if you're right in the head. Now look, Smedley hasn't seen us yet.
Hang on. What's on this table?
Papers. I don't know. Academic stuff. Look, here's the plan. That chippy fellow will give us a dressing down. We'll pretend to be someone else, find the exit, then leg it before Smedders comes.
Wait. You've got to look at this. These.
Sorry. What now?
Jane Austen, Horace Walpole, Anne Radcliffe. They've got the original drafts. Handwritten drafts.
Jane Austen? Is that someone important? Sounds like some kind of novelist to me.
But of course she's a novelist.
Everyone all right?
What are you doing? That's the Mysteries of Udolpho you're holding.
Thought I'd do some reading. Bit of self-improvement. Valuable, is it?
Invaluable. It's Mrs. Radcliffe, one of the greats of the Gothic movement, and you're putting it in your trousers.
You know what? I feel improved already. I'll just take it out on short loan.
You put it back or I'll...
Here we are. I haven't interrupted anything, have I?
Oh, no. I was just saying that I hope we hadn't put you out with that nonsense about the scarecrow. I was telling Charlotte here that hijinks is rather the tradition for St. Giles Fair. What? High spirits and that. So, thank you very much.
Oh, Michaelmas, is it? Yes, that makes sense.
No hard feelings about the little midnight excursion. Think we must have wandered into the wrong room, and here we are.
Oh, no, you're not in the wrong room. You were expected here in the library. To be honest, a little earlier would have been preferable.
Yes, of course.
Cordial?
Oh, yes. Yes, thank you.
I'd hoped to do a bit of instruction on the procedures, but time is pressing. Maybe a quick tour whilst we're waiting.
Yes, we were saying exactly just that.
I believe you've been through the museum. To be honest, it's more of a stockroom at present. This is the library. The upper gallery is where the real scholarship occurs. The literature on transsomnambulism is quite unique. A lot was lost in the Alexandria fire, but I think we have really extended beyond that now.
Alexandria, Egypt?
Yes, of course, young lady. You're not a student, are you? I'd heard something about women being admitted. Lime?
Oh, yes. Yes, they are. Well, not me. Not yet. I hope to be. I've been to some public lectures. A lecture. At St. Margaret's, in fact.
Oh. That makes things a little complicated. I think we have had somebody from the town here before.
What happened to them?
Yes. Oh dear, looks like that scarecrow's eyes have rolled off. Doesn't look too happy now, does he? Sorry, where was I? Oh yes, the bottom shelves. There are some interesting gems here, if one finds fiction to be of intrinsic value. Thing is, it has to be in the writer's own hand. Nothing else works for the procedure.
The procedure?
Yes, and you're just in time to see an adjustment. Quite an important one. Uncanny how the Master arranges these things. Come on, I'm sure you must be biting at the bit to see it.
Yes. Please lead on.
Are you all right?
I think so. You?
Yes. Well, feel a bit queasy, actually. That Chipley fellow, though, he seems all right. I'm sure Thomas will sort it. Normally does.
Gets in quite a lot of trouble, does he?
You know, he even had a run-in with the police for organising a bawdy house.
A what? What, in the college?
Oh, no. It's somewhere awful out of town. Corley, I think. Oh, no offence, sorry.
But he talked his way out of it with the police.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I think so. I don't know the exact details. I think his father sorted it out, actually. Friends in high places and that. Sorry, have I said something wrong again?
This way to the laboratory. Watch your foot on the ladder down.
We're going down there.
I'm sure it's all right. Loads of old buildings have trapdoors.
Don't worry, the ladder looks a bit unstable, but it's quite solid.
Roger, his hands. Look at his gloves.
Hurry up.
So this is where the magic is done, as it were. We had thought of fitting electric lighting, but there's the disruption, and Duval's over there has a bit of a sensitivity to the light, don't you, old boy?
Who's that?
Lab technician, I'd imagine.
He's in a cloak.
Duval. Dutch name. They've got some funny ideas. Don't worry, I think we're dealing with the higher-ups here.
What you're seeing here is the Munich adjustment in progress. Very complex.
There's a door over there by the equipment. Over there. We just need to keep him talking a bit.
They're all wearing gloves.
But it is a laboratory. Fine, so are you.
That's not what I mean.
Did you have a question, miss?
No, sir. Doctor.
Once we have the contribution...
Just play along. When I give the nod, you do the whole fainting damsel routine. I know a lot. Any luck, we might make a bit of profit on this.
Sir, that equipment over there looks jolly impressive. Mind if I have a closer look?
Oh, yes, please do. Damned fiddly business, distillation. Maintaining the right temperature.
Oh, quite, quite. And where does this door go to, out of interest?
Oh, just back out to the stairs.
Can you show me how the equipment works in practice? Be fascinating to see.
Oh, not normally asked that. Don't know if I can right now. Bit tricky, you see.
Sorry, sir. Charlotte here is a bit new to all this.
I'm not.
You were saying how you were feeling a bit peaky, weren't you? Fumes going to your head and all that.
Peaky? I suppose. Can you tell me a bit more about the adjustment?
Yes, that's where we induce the dream state to alter people's minds.
Sorry, sir. I think I missed a bit.
Looks like your colleague here is struggling. Perhaps he should sit down or something.
No, it's Charlotte. Remember, you were feeling faint. Needed some fresh air.
Sorry, I don't recall catching your name. Mr...
Roger, are you all right? Your head...
That's done it. What are you doing?
I think I'm all right. Just a bit of a dizzy spell.
Better get this door open.
Young man, there is no point pulling at that. It's locked and...
Master.
Good evening. Thomas Brierly, isn't it? Yes, of course it is. Well, I think we have some talking to do.
Sir, good. Yes. I've been meaning to explain.
Oh, yes. Is that Roger Squires over there? Second year law and natural sciences, yes? Why is it I keep hearing about you two?
Well, I...
Young man, is that a woman here? On college grounds?
Yes. I know it does appear like that. Just a bit of sport, you know. St. Giles Fair and that.
Yes. I am familiar with tradition. Your name, miss?
Whittles. Agnes Whittles.
From the town, yes? I would consider this quite a serious infraction, wouldn't you, Mr. Brierly?
Well,
As it happens, young man, it appears fortune may be shining on you today. Chipley has no doubt informed you about the process, About the Munich adjustment tonight?
Just getting to that bit, Professor.
Good. Well, we are working to the plan. We have a series of quite complex adjustments to be making, with some far-reaching consequences. Lots to do tonight.
Professor, sir, master.
I don't think you need to put your hand up.
It's just Dr. Chipley was talking about changing people's thoughts. Is that what you're doing? Here, is that what this process is about?
Heavens, what fancies. If we could change people's minds willy-nilly, We'd all be as rich as Croesus, would we not?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
No. There is an order and purpose to the work here. We take key people in history, politicians, generals and whatnot, and make careful alterations to their attitudes. Bring them back on track, as it were.
Sorry, sir. I don't understand.
You can't just let the world run amok, dear boy. Just look at the mess that happens when mistakes get made.
Do you mean the war?
Yes. Unfortunate affair, that. Very unfortunate. But then that is why a proper scientific approach is needed. Can't be disheartened.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand.
I presume Dr. Chipley took you through this, yes? Yes? Students today seem to have lost the art of listening. See this. This is rage. Dr. Chipley here helps extract all the essential emotions. Regret, yearning, and what have you. Mix this into people's dreams with the right imagery from the storage upstairs, yes? And, well, it can make the right people at the right time very suggestible.
I think we need to go.
Sorry?
To go?
Do you understand what an opportunity this is, huh? I would have thought a young, ambitious mind would jump at the opportunity to be at the frontier of science, grasp the keen razor edge of progress.
It's late. I think we all need to get back. Probably best to discuss this in the morning.
Very well.
Then?
Well, I suppose we can't compel you to do anything. There will be a contribution, of course.
Oh, yes, right, I understand. A contribution. I'm sure we can come to an agreement.
We might as well get this over with quickly. I had hoped somebody from your background, Briley, might be a bit keener, a bit more earnest to make a name for themselves. Still, never mind.
I could do it, Master.
I'm sorry, my dear. Did you say something?
You need someone, yes?
Thanks.
It's just... Sorry, but you want someone who's ambitious. Professor, I can get things done. The collection downstairs, it could be made into a museum if you had someone who would work hard.
I'm afraid this is really a matter of scholarship.
Ben!
Yes, come on, Agnes, you heard the man. Time to go.
Sir, I have some learning. We left school early, but I was top of my class. I've been to lectures.
Here we go.
Miss, I'm sure you have, but we need to get on. Look, I'm sorry you've been brought here.
I wasn't brought here. The door is left open, yes.
I'm not sure how that is relevant.
And you do need help, don't you? That's why you need students to come here. You need help with the equipment. Your hands.
Chipley?
Don't look at me, I've not said anything.
You're very perceptive, Miss Whittles, but, I don't know if you appreciate the dangers here.
Agnes, you don't need to do this. We can go.
Sir, I worked at the Cowley factory in the war. We made 1,000 sinkers a week. Dynamite screwed on the top of a shell. As careful as any experiment, you had to be. But there was dust, of course, from the TNT. You tried to avoid it, but it was everywhere.
Agnes, we really ought to be going.
It was poisonous, of course, and you can't wash it off. That's why I wear gloves. See? I can show you.
What's that on your hands? Yellow.
And that's why you wear specially fitted gloves, isn't it, Professor? They're patched and repaired. Why Dr. Chipley's hands shook when getting us the drinks. And why you wouldn't show me the equipment. Yes? Because the chemicals you work with are dangerous. They change you somehow, don't they?
They can do. Procedure has improved a lot, but yes. I give it to you that you've shown a commendable apprehension of the facts, young lady. All right. Only fair, I suppose. This is what you want to see.
Bloody hell!
Your hand. Is that a pincer?
Sorry, sir. I think we ought to go. Come on, Rog, straight away. Agnes?
Miss Whittles? No? Mr. Briley, before you do, there is still the issue of your contribution.
What? I thought you meant...
Ah, there you are, Dr. Venn. Good news. We have some volunteers.
Dear God! What? What is... Right, solve this.
Ben, if you don't mind doing the honours.
Get off me! Get off!
Come on. We've got to go.
No.
But that creature, it's like a giant bloody insect.
I'm not going, Roger.
Oh, come on, quickly. Why are you waiting?
Roger, look, you're a nice boy and everything, but you don't understand. I want this. I want to learn. Tell Lydia, just thank her for me, will you?
But the monster.
Oh.
Gosh, a farewell kiss. Well, in all my days. Master, are you really thinking of offering her a place?
You understand? Goodbye, Roger.
Oh, gosh.
And be a brick. Probably best not to struggle too much.
What?
Yes. You can seize him now, Chipley. Get the two settled.
What are you doing? I thought you were a doctor.
Very well, Miss Whittles. I must say I find this surprising. Are you not afraid?
Will I be a student?
Yes.
Agnes, are you completely off your crumpet? We have to get out of here.
Sir, would you excuse me a moment? I need to,
Agnes, thank God. Can you get this insect thing to unhand me?
Sorry, Thomas.
What are you doing? That's...
The Mysteries of Udolpho, Master. Thomas had a copy.
Mr. Briley, that document is more than 100 years old and you've had it in the back of your trousers.
Only temporarily, sir.
We're pressed for time, but otherwise we would most certainly be having stern words about this. Thank you, Miss Whittles. It seems we did right to consider you. We needed a few lines from that text and it would have suffered irreparable damage during the extraction process. We do try to keep the blood loss to a minimum, but as you observed, we're not medics. And the surgery lacks finesse.
What surgery? Did you say blood loss?
Chipley, you can take him away now.
Get off! No!
I only know them for a friend, but I wouldn't want them to get too hurt. Do you extract all their emotions?
Oh, heavens no, just a select few, but don't concern yourself overly.
What blood loss?
It's practice here very much to put them back in one piece. If it troubles you, I don't think they'll remember much. Now, shall we talk about accommodation?
This is really unnecessary. I'm sure we can come to some arrangement, some donation to the College Benevolent Fund, perhaps. Oh, my word! What's that? Get off! Get off! Roger, it's a trap!
That's an operating theatre.
It's a little improvised, if I'm honest, but we do our best.
You're all crazy. Get off me.
Bit of advice. Lots of people get themselves worked up, but it's really in neither of our interests if your organs or limbs are damaged. Now, deep breath for the neck restraint. Oh, now they're all over the floor. These are precision instruments.
People will find out, you know. Get off! No!
Thank you, Ven. Gosh, he's a wriggler, isn't he? Mr. Briley, I will get to you in a moment. I've just got to dig out the consent forms.
The what?
New practice, part of the ethics review. Well, it is best if they're compos mentis, but yes, time is pressing. Right, who's first with the injection?
It's terrible, but we've not really considered proper laundry services. We really need to get on it. We'll have to think about your area of technical specialism, but a good broad grounding in the different disciplines should start you off.
Yes, I... Can I ask, this plan you were talking about...
Oh, yes? That's my area of study, making sure the adjustments follow the correct course of events. Long tradition, but very hard to do right. The wrong decision taken and... Well, we'll need to establish some structured training.
I'd like that.
But, my word, is this what passes for young people's attire today?
Oh, gosh, sorry. I was at St. Giles Fair.
I've seen some extraordinary things, but knee-length hemlines? Really? The lab gowns are over there. Come on, time is slipping away with us.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, hello. Sorry, the master said I should... I could go back.
Ah, Devals, there you are. What was that? Oh! He says he's charmed to meet you. Yes, very well. Deval, this is Miss Whittle. Miss Whittle's Deval. He asks if your fragrance is Parfum de Rosine.
Oh, no. To be honest, I hadn't given much thought to a perfume.
He said it must be your natural bouquet. Really, Deval? Can we concentrate on the chemistry, please?
Oh, this is for me? A gown. Thank you.
You have to let me go. I'll seek legal advice. I will.
Then, old boy, see if you can find Pasteur. I really haven't the patience if he complains about having a migraine again. Tricky business getting this year right. Muck it up and we'll have the whole 20s at 6s and 7s. Part of the plan, you see. Complicated stuff, history. No one really appreciates the amount of trial and error that goes into it.
I don't bloody care!
Now, blood pressure. Let's not get excited. Not clean since last time. You know, the main thing is to have a positive mental attitude.
I'll give you a... positive mental...
Shh!
Shipley? Your presence, please. Bit of a problem.
Coming, Master.
Ah!
Shh! You attract attention.
I dashed well intend to. You know she stitched us up good and proper. Do you think she knew all along? Hang on. Where did you get that from?
Shh! This is what I've been saying. I've got a knife, and if I keep cutting...
Where did you get that from?
God, yes, funny thing, that.
Chipley, good man. This young lady seems a bit unsteady on her feet.
I'm quite all right. Just a touch dizzy all of a sudden.
You didn't give her the lion cordial, did you, Chipley?
Oh, dash it, I forgot about the laudanum. You're not seeing any visions, are you? Blurry sight?
No.
Sorry, Miss Whittles, can I check your temperature?
Oh, yes, quite all right. I think it was just a dizzy spell, to be honest.
We might be lucky, Master. I don't think she drank much.
We can't have her missing the Munich adjustment. It's a perfect opportunity for learning. Do we have a shot of adrenaline, maybe?
Really, I'm fine.
Can cause heart trouble. Remember that time we knocked off that poor chap from Pembroke College? Electric shock therapy might be something, though. Always a first time.
Maybe any smelling salts?
Agnes had it. She was holding a knife.
She took it. Spotted her do it when that Wren creature steamed in. Clever move, I thought, whilst everybody else was distracted.
Hurry up, for heaven's sake. They'll be back at any moment.
Besides... It's rather more of a spatula than a knife.
Well, how did you get it?
That's the funny thing. One moment it was in her hand, next it was in mine. It was when she kissed me, on the cheek. Did you see it?
Yes, I saw it. You looked like a startled gazelle. So what happened?
Well, it was rather nice, actually. Unexpected. I mean, I don't have any feelings for her, but...
The plan, Roger! What did she tell you?
Oh, she didn't tell me anything.
Nothing? Just put a knife in your hand. Have you considered she was intending for us to try and escape, so that when Chipley came back in and sees us, he would have decided it would just have been easier to knock us off?
Oh, no, actually. I hadn't thought of... Oops.
Roger? That sound?
Yes?
That was the knife hitting the floor, wasn't it?
Yes, sorry. It just slipped and...
Roger!
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
See, Chipley? Sometimes it can just be something as simple as a cold towel. Yes, I think you can stop patting her neck now, Deval.
It's quite all right.
Come to think of it, she didn't actually drink much. Actually, I'd say you're showing very few symptoms.
I'm feeling quite revived. These pipettes, what do you do with these?
Ah, these are the neurohormones. Emotions, if you will. Chipley, you really ought to get back.
And how much do you put in? They look very small.
Well, yes, but incredibly potent. You see, just a drop. Chipley, please see to the restraints. And tell Pasteur to hurry up. I knew I should have ordered gags. My nerves. Now, where were we?
What are we going to do?
I can't reach it.
Can you use your foot?
That's what I'm trying to...
Is there anything else?
There's bottles, glasses, a meat hook. What do they need a meat hook for?
Come on, we have to find something. He's going to come back at any moment.
I know. This is it, isn't it? Isn't it? We're going to die here, horribly. Mother told me to stay out of trouble, and now we're hors d'oeuvres for a human centipede.
Keep calm. We'll work something out. I'm... Sorry, old boy.
Stupid.
What?
Stupid, 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 Sonic, stupid, bloody, bloody, stupid. Oh, dash, stupid. Oh.
You can't beat it into submission. Aren't we supposed to be quiet?
It's no dashed use now, is it? Might as well get the bloody thing over and done with.
No. Let's not.
I've selected a few passages from Rodolfo. You see here? This is where we weave the imagery into the dreams, and... Dear Lord, your friends are causing a stink. They're smashing all the equipment.
Look here.
Not strapped in properly, I'd wager. Where's Ven? You know, in the old days, it would be a smart cosh over the head, and no more said till morning. I'll just be a moment. Deval can take over. Remember, just up to the black line on the pipette.
Oh, right. Yes, hello. All right, yes. So, this is where all the thought matter is mixed. Where you make the dreams, yes? It's like a cauldron, isn't it? Sorry, that didn't sound very scientific. It's just quite hot. I put the pipette drops in there. Yes, to the line. That's extraordinary. The colours. Just one drop does that. The liquid, or is it the gas? It's like one of those kaleidoscopes. I can see things. No, sorry, I'm blathering. Nerves. Well, it's nice of you to say that. Another? Oh my gosh! They never really did practical experiments at my school. The boys did across the road, but I didn't think it would be like this. I can see things. Describe them. All right. It's like you're looking down on a street somewhere not here, not England. There are cars and people. Oh, quite just. Which passages would you like me to put in? This one? The letters just melt off the page, changing the scene. The people are dispersing. How does it do that? Oh, now you're joking with me. I don't look that credulous, do I? Why are you talking to me? No, it's all right. It's just... my head hurts. It's the fumes. Ow! No, it's all right. I just got dizzy a moment, burnt my hand. You don't have to get any ice.
Ah, then, there you are. Bit of an upset with the volunteers. They're both properly strapped down, aren't they?
No, damn it. Why are they still there?
I got the scalpels out. If you can give a hand with the incisions.
I don't owe them anything. Oh, Deval, thank you. I was just putting some drops in. It just started fizzing. Do you think I put too much in? I didn't want to.
What's going on? The valve? The mixture? It's bubbling.
Nothing. It was an accident. I put a bit too much.
Not what I saw. Come to think of it, there have been a lot of distractions. Put down that instrument, Miss Whittles.
No. Stay back. I have this.
It's a stirring rod. Dear me. This is disappointing. Duval, can you remove that from her?
No. Don't come closer. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I had thought you had some ambitions to make something of yourself.
You have to let me go.
No. You have to let them go. No room for sentimentality. We are changing history here.
I know. But stop. I've got the book. The Udolpho book.
Then, take her to the operating theatre.
I'll put it in. In the cauldron. The whole book.
Don't be ridiculous. Duval, quickly, grab her.
Let me stay in a bin.
Shipley, get over here. We need to control the fire. Where is that girl?
Oh, my goodness. Thomas. Thomas.
You. What in the name of mercy have you done? He does it with the knife, yes? Well, that was close. There are buckles, actually.
What's wrong with Roger? Is he alive? Oh, my head. I can hear a voice. Can you hear?
I think I've got a free hand now, actually. Do you mind giving me the knife?
I've got to wake up Roger. Wake up. You've been drugged.
Ow.
You've got to wake. They're coming.
Whoa. All right. I get the idea. Can you just stop slapping me?
You can stand.
Oh, yes. I expect so.
She's in the operating theatre. Get them.
Sod it. Hoist the lump on my back, right? Yes. Come on.
Quickly.
Easy for her to say. Mercy, Rod, free with the bums, weren't you?
Up the ladder, he's coming.
I can see that. Get up there, Rod.
Close it, the hatch, quick.
Get out of there, Thomas.
Almost had my toes off.
Well, I'm sorry. I was concentrating on the giant insect. Can you give me a hand holding the door down?
Oh, so now you're on our side, are you?
Well, I thought you were going to escape, not just scream your head off. Roger, wake up.
Huh? Oh, yes.
I didn't scream. It was Roger who... Why aren't you drugged anyway?
Why? Do you read anything? We're in a mysterious library and who knows where, being chased by who knows what... And you stop for lime cordial. Everybody knows it would be poisoned. Now, have you got any idea how we get back to college?
No, can't do that.
Do you think we can carry him back? No? Or maybe we could try together.
That is the worst idea I have ever heard. All right, you take his legs. Now, let's go.
This is not a good idea.
Faster, he's coming.
You try running downstairs backwards.
He's pretty heavy, isn't he?
I am awake, you know. I can... Oh, Lord. Agnes is behind you.
Run!
Stop pushing. I can't go any faster.
Ouch.
Quickly, you two. Through here. Come on.
Oh. Wow. What happened?
You pushed us down the stairs is what happened. Seal the door!
Roger isn't moving.
I know.
Do you think we should pray?
You know, you really are a funny bird.
Thank you. And you're... Did you really get arrested for running a brothel?
Mostly bluster, old girl. Lot of talk. Just seem to get myself into these situations. Hang on. What are you doing? Ah! Mother Mary, Agnes! Couldn't you give me some notice before bringing a cabinet down on me?
It's blocked the door.
Don't think that Venn chap agrees. Rog, get your lazy self off the floor.
Huh? Oh, I just wanted to sleep in a bit.
Can I slap him this time?
Thomas, what are we going to do? Maybe we can find an antidote. There must be something in this museum.
Sorry, old chap. Buggered it up, haven't I?
Chin up. Something will turn up. Maybe.
It's a bit like this is our war, isn't it? Last stand and all.
You don't half talk some rot sometimes. This isn't going to work, is it? Dashed hands are shaking now.
I think I hear more coming. Thomas, what do we do?
I'll tell you what we do. We hook it.
But Roger!
No, no. Sorry, chaps, can't hang around talking. Got to go!
Where are you going? Thomas! Thomas!
The passage. Tell him not to go in the passage.
He's gone! He's left us. Can you walk?
I'm done for, Axe. Maybe if it wears off, I just feel so sick. I can't... Just... Can you tell my family? If I don't come back. Just tell them what happened, yes? Though maybe not the bit about the insects. And Lydia, do you mind telling her too? It's just I think she's rather smashing, that's all. Probably should have told her, I guess. Probably would have made an ass of it, though.
Roger, I'm going to try sticking my fingers down your throat. I think that might help. Choice. Not going back to the college. Maybe Thomas has made it out. Maybe he's got to the constabulary. Thomas is a sewer we found. It smells of him.
Do you mind if we stop talking about it?
Still feeling unwell. Could try making you throw up again if that helps.
No, 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 that's all right. Once was fine. Smashing did the trick.
I don't even want to think what I'm stepping in. Oh, I hope that wasn't an animal.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Agnes. Thank you for rescuing me.
Don't be ridiculous.
Did you really want to stay?
Yes.
Why?
At first, it was just to be useful. Then, well, the things the Master said about a plan and putting things right. Can you imagine it? You had a chance to stop all that awfulness, put it all back right.
You're talking about the war. There's no bringing them back, Axe. Not for any of us. It's just what happened.
I know. Do you think it's true, though, about... being able to change how people think, change important things.
I don't know. Thing is, my father always said I was impervious to self-improvement.
Families can be like that.
Yes, but I realise that everyone is, really. You can stick as many ideas and theories in people's heads as you like, but they're still going to do the same stupid things. No helping it.
You know, I think we're coming into the light.
Don't know. That's a bit too philosophical for me.
No, the morning light. We're at the end of the tunnel. Oh, thank you, Lord. Finally. Oh, is that what we've been stepping in? Maybe best not look down, Roger.
What? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you can see the spires ahead now. We're almost there.
How could that tunnel have taken us so far? God, my feet are killing me.
I feel a bit more perky now. Fresh air, good walk. And famished, though. Say, what did we agree we'd do when we get there?
Find Thomas, get the police, get laughed at by the police, then get arrested for exploding in Oxford College.
Oh, you're being the negative one now. We're alive! I do feel a bit burny, though.
4 months it took me to save this dress. If I find that swine Thomas, he's getting me a new one.
Hey-ho! Look! He's over there, in the college garden. Psst! Thomas! Over here!
Sorry. Hello?
You're alive! And you're reading.
Yes, quite alive. Roger, isn't it?
How did you get out? I was sure the master would have locked the study.
Dear boy, you are rather making a scene. Are you still in your tales from last night?
We've had to traipse through the sewers for 2 hours.
You know, I do declare that it looks as though you have. Look, Roger, I know we've met in the common room once or twice, but this really is a bit much. I don't know who this, lady is, but you must understand how this looks. Anyone would have thought you two had spent the night together. Reputation, old boy. Now, if you don't mind, I've got a pile of studying to do, and I'm told there is a vacancy going at the legal practice in Summertown.
Thomas, you're wearing gloves.
Yes, madam, and your dress appears to be smoking. Good day.
No, Thomas. And no mystery tower. It's like it never happened.
I guess I'll have to go back home. Not sure it's going to be popular.
Back there, you talked about Lydia, remember?
You said you wouldn't say anything.
My lips are sealed, but I might be able to help.
No fear. I think I'd rather be left to those insects. Never been too good with the fairer sex. Tricky business.
We're not that precious, you know.
I know you. Giving a what for to old Smedley. Throwing in the whole book. Someone must be getting nightmares for a whole month. Say, what was the experiment about anyway? Where's Munich? Somewhere in Austria?
Germany, apparently. But the master said it was some Austrian man, an officer or artist. Something to do with a gathering in a beer hall in Munich.
Doesn't sound that world-changing to me. What was his name?
Adolf somebody. There's a lot of people waving and shouting. I didn't catch the rest.
Never heard of the chap. You know what? Things always end up sorting themselves out. Say, what are you going to do anyway?
I don't know. I was following you.
Situations like this always call for a spot of eggs, a cup of tea and a good sit-down, what?
Definitely. See? You can be the perfect gentleman.
Thank you. I like to think so. Only, I left the money box back in the college. You don't mind paying, do you?
In Ivory Towers by Richard H. Brooks, Beth Eyre played Agnes, Rob Bowen, Thomas, David Weeks, Roger, John Watts, Chipley, Sarah Golding, Lydia, Christopher Jarvis, Porter, and Kareem Cromfley was Master Smedley. The Ivory Towers theme and score was composed by Tom Rory Parsons, with additional pieces from purpleplanet.com. Recording and sound production was by Christopher Jarvis of the Radio Theatre Workshop, and the director was Kareem Cromfley. For full credits and sound effects attribution, please visit www.radiotheatreworkshop.com.